Welcome to Market View with Ike Iosa and Friends. This show that not only reveals and analyzes the inside story on today's market news, but also uncovers the areas where investors can make money right now.
Well, that's a very good morning. I'm Ike Iosa, your host for Market Guest. My very good friend, Mr. Erin Swendling. Hi, Erin. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing well.
Erin, I was looking forward to speaking to you today because now we've had the elections, we had the holiday season, and now we are in the middle of January. I mean, all the noise that we may have had because of the elections and the holidays, now it's over. So I'm curious what your thoughts are right now.
Right. Well, I'll be honest with you. Carl and I were thinking that we were going to have a really bad January. So we've not had that bad of a January at this point. I mean, certainly this latest rally has really changed the outlook. But as you can see on my five-month chart,
yes,
I mean, we still do technically have a rounded top. I mean, there's still kind of that ugliness. But at the same time, we had that declining trend channel. And today we're getting a breakout on Friday. So it looks pretty good for this breakout. My PMO is rising. At this point, I mean, the short-term outlook looks pretty good. And there's a lot of under-the-surface stuff going on that I think also means that we're going to get higher prices. I guess my one issue is that mega caps and large caps still are, I mean, they've kind of started to underperform. But the good thing is that the broad market has come in to the rescue, and that is keeping the market moving higher. The question will be is when the mega caps do finally weaken, lose support for the Mag 7, that's when we'll have to wonder if the broad market can keep things together. At this point, the broad market is coming in, and it looks pretty good.
How about our next chart, the Swendling Trading Oscillators?
Yes, so they're confirming right now this rally that we're getting. They've been moving upward. They moved into positive territory on Thursday. But the one thing that really impresses me about this chart are the participation numbers under the surface. We have far more stocks getting above their 20-day EMAs. And notice that we got a big boost on that participation on Thursday when we had a decline in the market. So there's something going on, and it seems to me you've got these mega caps on Thursday that didn't do very well, but the rest of the broad market is coming in. So I have to think that we're going to get higher prices from here. I mean, 78% of the stocks in the S&P 500 have rising momentum. And that's a really good foundation to get higher prices.
And how about the ITBM charts?
Yes, so with the ITBM and ITBM, they're also moving higher. So they're confirming those Swendling Trading Oscillators. They haven't gotten into positive territory yet. They're getting really, really close. And if this rally continues on this breakout from the declining trend channel, certainly they will get into positive territory. And then we'll be watching closely to see how long they can, you know, stay above the zero line. Right now, they're still below the zero line. So there's, you know, a tiny bit of weakness there. But ultimately, they're rising very strongly. And we like to see that. And then you can see that our PMO, very similar to the MACD, for those not familiar, the PMO, we have 55% now on buy signals. So more than half of the index does have momentum buy signals. So again, there's a lot of good stuff going on under the surface. And it tells me that prices could continue rising right now.
And how about the bias assessment chart?
This one really gives you a good picture of what's going on internally. And the Silver Cross Index is the top window. The Silver Cross Index measures how many stocks have a silver cross, a silver cross being a 20-day moving average above the 50-day moving average. We call it a silver cross when the 20 crosses above the 50. So we have a third of the index right now with those silver crosses, meaning they have a bullish bias. And a third is pretty good. Like to see more. But really, when you look at those participation numbers of the stocks above their 20, 50, and 200, you can see that it is definitely expanding. And given that we have almost 49% above their 50-day EMA, that tells us that that Silver Cross Index could continue to rise because price needs to, of course, be over the 50-day EMA for a 20-day EMA to cross above it to give you a Silver Cross. So we're going the right direction as far as participation. And like I said, I thought it was a real attention flag on Thursday when we had a decline in the market, and yet we saw positive participation across the board. So I do think the broad market's starting to come into play. The question is, can they hold up if those mega caps do start to lose some support levels and such? I mean, the Apple chart looks terrible right now.
Yeah, it looks pretty toppy.
NVIDIA is coming off support, but doesn't look very strong. Microsoft doesn't look that strong right now. Meta doesn't look that strong to me. So with all of those big guys, you know, possibly failing or weakening, you know, it could bring the rest of the market down with it. But right now, that's not the case. Right now, the broad market is coming in.
Okay. And talking about the broad market, let's take a look at the financial sector.
Yeah. So on Fridays for my Decision Point Diamond subscribers, I do a trading room just for them. And one of the things we do is look for a sector to watch. And this week, the sector to watch was financials. And part of the reason is, of course, we're getting this nice rally. The declining trend, the short-term declining trend has been broken, similarly to the S&P 500. Not a much change in the Silver Cross Index is rising, as I would expect. And you can see the participation numbers have really jumped for this sector. And with earnings coming in for a lot of these financial stocks, so far earnings are looking pretty good. And I think that's going to boost this sector to move even higher from here. So that's why it's my sector to watch going into next week.
Okay. And how about MetLife?
Yep. So what I also do in my trading room is once I've picked a sector to watch, I look for an industry group within to watch, and then I find stocks that I find interesting in those industry groups. This week, life insurance was the industry group to watch, and going through most of those charts, what I liked about MetLife was not only the really strong rally that it's going through right now, but also my rising PMO. I love to see stochastics above 80. And what really impressed me was relative strength. You can see that the group is really outperforming right now. You can see that the stock is outperforming the S&P. And also, you can see that the stock is outperforming the industry group. And that tells me I have a leader within that group. The group looks good, and I have a leader within that group. So I think MetLife is going to give us a nice breakout and continue higher.
Erin, anything else you'd like to add?
That's all I have, but I would welcome everybody to come to the decisionpoint.com website. We have a new product called the Scam Alert System, where we email to subscribers all of the results from our exclusive DP scans, so you can get quality symbols in your email box every evening. And of course, we have our Cornerstone DP Alert Report. Gives you complete trend and condition of the market, covers everything from Bitcoin to crude oil and bonds and yields. And then we have the Decision Point Diamonds, which includes that trading room that I was talking about. And I give out 10 stock and ETF picks per week on that. So it takes those scan results, and I do all the work for you and find the stocks that I think look good. So that's all I have for you.
Erin, thank you. Have a great weekend.
You as well.